Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money, flipping houses, and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Fan's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000
right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday.
Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On June 3rd, 1967, the world welcomed little baby Anderson Cooper.
That crying is ridiculous.
Let it out.
Anderson Cooper, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and the First Lady are in London, England.
He's expected to have lunch with the Queen and tea with Prince Charles for a state banquet at Buckingham Palace this evening. The 3-day visit also includes commemorations for the anniversary of D-Day and talks with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. And on the streets of London, the President's critics are planning protests.
Fox's Simon Owen. Back in Washington, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross meets with Mexico's economy minister today about President Trump's threat to impose escalating tariffs on Mexican products if the Mexican government doesn't do more to stop illegal immigration into the U.S. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday.
He's absolutely deadly serious. In fact, I fully expect these tariffs to go on to at least the 5% level on June 10th. The president is deadly serious about fixing the situation at the southern border.
Those tariffs are due to kick in next Monday, going up every month. This is Fox News.
Well, it's another Monday. Your reaction, Greg Budell?
That's nothing but pure and simple old-fashioned communism.
Jay Scott, how were you affected when you heard it was Monday?
I dropped my hot pocket.
Emily Hayes, is Monday any way to spend a seventh of your life?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, it's Monday.
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
Oh, you don't care. And Rich Thomas, sorry to tell you this, buddy, but it's Monday again.
He's coming right at us!
So I guess there's nothing we can do but hunker down.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
And stand by for 3 men and a lady.
It's a couple of minutes past 7 o'clock on a Monday. Many of you are off today, a state holiday.
Tecumseh's birthday.
That's right. From all of us, we hope you celebrate with family. And let us know whether you open the gifts before the night before or you do it today. We love tradition.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Thank you, Sam. Our forecast for today is still another hot one. We had 95 yesterday. We're looking for mid-90s again today with abundant sunshine. Warm and dry again. I don't know about you, but my grass is getting crunchy. Well, that's about to change later in the week. Tomorrow's high in the mid-90s. Quiet again, lots of sun, still dry, but widely scattered storms return Wednesday. Rain chances start to ramp up on Thursday, you know, like a 50-50 chance. And then showers and thunderstorms become likely at times Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and beyond. Tropical moisture in place, so there'll be some locally heavy downpours, and I realize that'll affect a lot of outdoor events, but when you're in a drought, you know, it's just as you take raindrops when you can get them. Highs will fall back to the 80s by the weekend. Right now, this morning, 67 degrees, mostly clear skies and calm winds at 7:06.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Thank you, Jay Scott, at 7:06.
You're welcome.
I am going to have to whittle down or boil down our Morning Maroon collection to 3.
Okay.
And one of the... this story, again, you wonder what the hell somebody's thinking. A principal of a Catholic high school resigning after he was arrested at a strip club during a school field trip.
Ouch. What kind of school goes to a strip club?
And well, he's Catholic, too.
They probably went to the museum, and he walked across the street while they're doing the presentation. Like,
to the Blue Diamond.
Yeah, the Blue Diamond.
Whatever, they all got diamond, platinum. I know this because I drove by a lot of them.
Yeah, I know this because I drove by a lot.
I have never...
Oh, man, I forgot about that thing.
Now, this is a true story. Are you going to believe me? Do you believe me?
Me? Am I going to believe
you? Who brought you BLTs today?
I believe everything you say, Greg.
And a tray of other sandwiches, too.
Yes. Yeah. And happy birthday again, Shondor. We had a party.
Oh.
And we had some goodies left over.
Yeah.
Invitation. Share them with the gang. In the mail.
So, it was... So, here's the story. It's 1986.
I was a year old.
And I was... sometimes I used to... This is after I'm sober. I used to just like to go out to a place and get recognized, get, you know, maybe meet some girl I could change Corvette colors for. You never know.
Lord.
That's, don't worry. That's just for me telling you what time to be at the ballpark tonight.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. You guys are doing first pitch tonight.
First pitch tonight.
Yeah, we had such a great time with that last year.
Just a bit outside.
Oh, okay. Good. I get to
leave early.
All right. So... I noticed there was a new club. Our radio station was on US 1 Federal Highway. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, a long sequence of restaurants, high class, nightclubs, you name it. I noticed they opened up this new place called Solid Gold. And I thought, well, it must be...
Solid Gold hit.
Well, we were an oldie station. So I thought I'd stop in. So... It was looked very classy. I pull up, they valet park the car, and I walk in, and then I realize after I see everywhere.
Can't tell if it was a strip club or a gay bar with that one. I don't know, because the laugh came in. I wasn't sure what you...
Now, you know what I did? I shielded my
eyes. Had a few drinks?
No, I was sober. I didn't go out to drink it. I know that sounds
like
you were out twisting the dragon's tail.
Probably got out of there then.
I walked back outside, said, I'm sorry, I didn't realize this was that kind of a club.
That kind of club.
You don't hear the BS alarm going off, do you?
No.
Oh.
It was weird. It was just weird to look around and see all of those... ornaments.
Oh, gosh.
What do you say we check traffic at 710, kids?
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch rolling into our 7 o'clock rush hour, and we have an accident to tell you about. It is on the Southern Boulevard right in front of Baptist Hospital, so if that's part of your route into work, just be careful as you pass through there. We see a lot of traffic around the Troy Highway, around Vaughn Road is starting to get crowded, and around the Interstate 85 entrance ramps. If you are on the interstates, we don't have anything to tell you about this morning. Just be careful, watch the traffic around you, and roll along at a speed limit ride. On the 31s, everything looks pretty good, especially coming out of Prattville. If you're headed out of Wetumpka, look out around the Redland Road traffic light and once you reach the boulevard. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You know, I had said at the end of May that I was going to stop with the convoluted random facts introductions,
right.
But there was...
The test determined that was a lie.
Well, there's some low-hanging fruit here, and I have to pick it. So this will be the last one today. I'll never do it again, I promise.
Okay.
Also coming up, we have a song that was... Every single trailer we saw yesterday, wasn't it for... Except a sequel... The new Men in Black.
Yep. Men in Black. Yeah, by the way. trying to think of what traders you and I saw, because I went Friday and yesterday. And I saw more trailers Friday because in our theater yesterday, they only showed the IMAX one. You follow me?
Ah, that's right. And by the way, we're going to see Godzilla. Yeah. See him in IMAX. That's my recommendation.
It was like a war movie, sort of, Emily. It was It was Rodan against Godzilla.
It's okay. I know what I'm not wanted.
It's not that.
You wanted. It's just war stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, sometimes, guys, we got stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play Alexa Silver coming up in just a moment. Since it is a holiday, we'll celebrate with some of our favorites over the years. Let's see, Dad's Day. Mm-hmm. This is my second most favorite day of the year, to Christmas. And I always look forward to seeing what Goose gets me. But for those of you stuck for an idea, and really, look at how fast May went by. Mom's Day, all of it. Now we're 3 days deep into June, and Father's Day is 2 weeks from Sunday.
Now it's really going to go fast.
Yeah, it is. So why wait? Why not, if you're off today, head up to Brian Jewelry in Prattville and take a look at their incredible selection and ideas for Dad. Everybody there, the experience, the cumulative experience there covers three generations. And they're very, very good at making suggestions, including things that they can create just for Pops. You can build a watch for Dad. They've got the War Eagle Roll Tide Showcase with some amazing options for a dad that celebrates the greatest rivalry in sports and a lot more. And, of course, for any occasion, birthdays, anniversaries, Brian Jewelry should always be your first choice. Great competitive pricing, huge, huge selection, and a staff that is second to none when it comes to helping people in a panic trying to figure out what's the right gift. So visit them online at brianjewelry.com. I recommend you do that first. Join their club so that when you make your first purchase of $200 or more, you'll get $100 off just like that. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main, brianjewelry.com. At 7:14, back with random facts that'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Prattville woman has pleaded guilty to aggravated child abuse after authorities say her son was naked and chained up. 32-year-old Danielle Martin pleaded guilty last week. An anonymous tip led investigators to the child abuse case last September. The state of Alabama has turned over more documents to the Department of Justice as it continues its investigation of the state's prison system. The Justice Department says the documents are related to allegations of excessive force and abuse by prison staff. And a judge has denied bail for a man charged with killing two Dothan teens in 1999. Coley McCraney was arrested in March for the shooting deaths of J.B. Beasley and Tracy Howlett. Court records show the case will go to a grand jury this month. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids have bought me a busted machine again. Odessa!
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many did he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is June 3rd. Leave the office early day. Alrighty, fellas, I'm out of here. Huh? I don't know. I just end the music or something. Who cares? I'm taillights.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
I didn't get back up in time to do it.
That's okay.
It was leave early day, so I was gonna pause it and say,
"That's it. I'm out of here."
And then go back to, "You're gonna miss." You don't believe I could do it, do you?
Huh?
You know what I was doing? Hold it. Let's. Enough of this.
What?
You know, I'm late getting back upstairs because I had to clean a mess.
What, you did?
I had a plate full of tomatoes and lettuce and crumbs and...
Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to do
oh,
that.
Oh, that's right.
Well, let me time out for a second. After I made my breakfast on the assembly line, I threw away the aluminum foil that the bacon was in, and the paper towel that was wrapped around it, and the extra plate, and cleaned off the knife and set it next to the the thing, so you wouldn't have to do all of that. And I stacked the leftover lettuce and tomato nicely next to the toaster oven.
Good.
Well, I remember last week
mayonnaise. That's what a woman does. She cleans.
I remember last week you weren't here.
Me?
On Tuesday, yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we had BLTs, and I remember after making yours, I did clean up after that.
Yeah,
you did. And had everything ready there for you. I didn't even think about it today because, of course, you were coming in.
Because we have an old lady in the building who will complain. If it's not neat and tidy. I'm not dropping.
I'm on a lot of medication.
this whole show sounds like it's a holiday. All right, let's see if I can do it now.
All right.
And now it's time
for crying out loud.
Random.
How did that turn up my pot? Forget it. Just do it. Well,
just
I will.
Do your segment, Jake. God.
I swell with self-hatred.
Do it.
Y'all know Tom Cruise really short, right? Yeah, well, did you know? During the Yeah, Tom Cruise is really short. Did you know, during the filming of Interview with the Vampire, a shallow trench was dug for Brad Pitt to walk alongside Tom Cruise so that their significant height disparity wouldn't be apparent on camera?
You're I didn't know Brad Pitt was that tall, though.
Kidding.
No,
Tom Cruise is that short.
That short.
Yeah, he wears lifts.
He's 5'3".
Really?
He's really tiny.
Wow.
Would you want to be that good looking in 5'3", or maybe a little homelier in 5'10"?
I don't think he's that good looking.
I think I'd take
what do you want to trade off? The good looks or the height? Which one do you want?
I'd take the little homelier in the 5'10", to be honest with you.
First comment says that trench was otherwise known as Brad's Pit.
That's good. That's so good. I wish I would have said that.
Oh, the internet.
Brad is 5'11". Which is the exact same height as Nicole Kidman. Nicole Kidman said when they divorced, when she divorced from Tom Cruise, says, "Now I can wear heels." Wow.
Height jokes.
Did you know of the 1,213 warships involved in D-Day, only 200 were American. 892 were British. Of the 4,126 landing craft involved, 805 were American and 3,261 were British.
And very appropriate this week on the 75th anniversary coming up later this week of D-Day on the 6th.
Tiananmen Square is what, tomorrow?
Well, Tiananmen Square is tomorrow on their calendar, but it's today. I did it on today's timeline because it was today in our timeline.
Right, because of the... Okay. Did you know that 10 to 35% of people share the same genetic trait that makes us having to sneeze when looking towards the sun?
Yeah, I hear that often. Like, I feel a sneeze coming on. Look at the light.
Sun always makes me sneeze.
Your sun?
The sun.
No.
Did you notice that at the theater yesterday? Every time I looked at Chandra, I
got the sniffles. Did you know about Continuum? It was a pseudoscientific magazine that ran from 1992 until 2001.
Also the name of a John Mayer album.
It denied the existence of HIV and AIDS, but in 2001 they ceased publication because the editors had died of AIDS-defining clinical conditions.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'd never heard of it. Something in a magazine called Continuum. Did you know what the Stevie in Stevie Wonder is short for?
Steve Land.
That is correct.
What?
It's not Steven.
Steve Land.
But Steveland.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a cross of Cleveland and Steven.
It is.
Steveland.
I just see the opening to the Cleveland show in my head.
Did you know that sharks have been around on Earth longer than trees?
Well, yeah. Duh, Jay. Everybody knows that.
I know. Well, I just want to make sure. Did you know this, though? One evening, while rushing for dinner after a long day at the lab, Constantine Fallberg, a chemist at Johns Hopkins.
Constantine!
Actually, it's Johns Hopkins.
Come here, boy!
He forgot to wash his hands after coming home from the lab, and it had traces of benzoic sulfamide on his hands.
Uh-oh.
Dun-dun-dun!
And?
He die?
No, he didn't. The compound made his dinner taste different. And he discovered the chemical, or whatever it's called, saccharin, artificial sweetener.
Oh, that's what it's called.
Yeah. Man. I watched that.
That cruise ship.
You just had there. Yes.
Yeah, I'm posting it. It's like the it's like that scene in the, which Jurassic Park movie was it where the ship, they see it on radar and it's approaching at warp speed and it crashes into the dock.
Fallen I don't
Kingdom,
remember.
Fallen Arches.
Probably Fallen King. Fallen Arches. Fallen Kingdom.
Fallen Arches.
The takedown of McDonald's. Yeah, that's a...
Talk about Venice, the cruise ship that destroyed a dock and scared a lot of people.
Yeah, only five injured. It's amazing in a way.
Yep. You know, an object that large, when it's in motion... just like what is the first law of physics?
And oxygen. And in the water, too. It's so hard to stop.
I know. It's so huge. First law of physics. An object in motion tends to stay in motion in a straight line unless acted upon by an outside force. Well, that's the dock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you know the whistling noise that is used to indicate bombs falling? You know, right. You hear it in movies and TV.
Right. You've said it before.
Yeah.
It's fabricated.
It's fabricated, but it's also the wrong way. It's reversed, actually. If you were underneath a bomb that made such a sound, only specific during World War II era bombs, the pitch would increase as it would get closer,
right?
Not decrease due to the Doppler effect.
Right.
So it would actually get louder as it got closer to you.
The Doppler effect is if you ever seen a train go by and all of a sudden the sound pitch changes as the train go by. That's the Doppler effect.
The scariest thing that the British had to deal with, well, the V2 rockets were awful, but the buzz bombs, which was the V1, and that was a rocket, and if you heard it, made a noise like that.
If you were okay, right?
You were okay. As soon as the noise quit, you knew it was going to come down and make a giant explosion.
You didn't know where.
Yeah. So people would hear those. They sometimes didn't know whether it was approaching or already passed or north or south. Scary. Terror weapons from World War II.
Terrifying.
Did you know that bulletproof vests are not reusable after being shot? You can't just keep using them over and over again.
Hey, honey, where's the bulletproof vest today?
You can't turn it around and...
That's right.
Not reversible.
Reversible.
Also, bulletproof vests will not protect you from knives.
You remember all the reverse?
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Huh? It's a random fact.
Well, think about it. A bullet is not... a blade is so thin that it can cut through the weaving of the Kevlar or whatever it is that they've got.
Very interesting.
But bullets, of course, they don't have that.
I see.
They have a piercing point, but it's not like a blade.
Oh, I got you.
It gets wider. So that's how it stops. But anyway, did you know of Sir Fred Hoyle? He was a British astronomer who formulated the panspermia theory. He also coined the term Big Bang Theory. Not because he supported the idea of the Big Bang Theory. He was extremely skeptical of it, and he used the term to mock and belittle it.
Oh.
Unfortunately for him, the term stuck.
Interesting.
Everybody used it. And then it became a TV show.
TV show.
And finally, did you know of Arthur Boycott?
Arthur Boycott
holds a world record for the longest overdue library book in history.
How overdue was it, Jay?
Well, he checked it out in the 1890s, and it was never returned until 2016 by his granddaughter. 120 years.
Yeah, that's going to cost a couple of bucks.
Those are your random facts.
All right. Coming up, we've got a truth or baloney to play today. Because a certain TV show is celebrating its 32nd season on the air. See if we figure out which one it is. We'll answer that coming out of the break, but we are going to do our $10 Food Outlet Random Facts Pop Quiz. And I was there yesterday like I am every Sunday.
Did you go before the movie?
He did.
I delivered donuts.
He was at my house first, A. Then he sent the Bailey Graham. Then we saw him at the movies.
So wait, he came to your house first, then he went and...
I delivered donuts.
He was at the house at 7:04, and then at 7:50, we get a Bailey
Graham. Your car broke? You can't come to Millbrook and deliver donuts? You need to go see Don Duncan?
Then, and I get my gas and my cigarettes at Mapco, which is not far.
Yeah.
So it's all kind of...
Peepaw just sticks to his routine.
People.
I was thinking about starting a YouTube Peepaw channel.
Why?
Because it would be...
Things Peepaw does?
Yeah.
Peepaw forgets.
You're
going to
call me that anyway, so I may as well create a role and make millions of dollars.
I'll make you a shirt that says Peepaw's favorite shirt.
And you can consult me on things that Peepaws do so I know how to stay in character.
Well, it starts with giving us all a dollar.
Right now, all I have is a grand dog and a grandpossum. I need some Peepaw experience. Yesterday, I bought Oscar Mayer bologna. I always get it there, but it was $4 for $5 yesterday. That is an incredible deal, and that bologna fries up so well. As you guys can attest, it blackens beautifully.
Oh, it was so crispy.
In my copper pan. Kaneka sausage, whatever style you choose, Cajun, regular, $2 for $7. $2 for $7. That's $3.50 a package. That is $1.49 cheaper than the chain stores charge you for the same exact package. Sirloin steak, top sirloin, $3.95. That's tomorrow's breakfast, by the way, steak and eggs.
Ooh.
$3.95 for top sirloin. And at the chain stores, that number usually is a 7 or an 8, sometimes even higher than that. You'll save so much money. And I picked up 4 packages of chicken tenders yesterday. Had them all grilled, by the way. I really had my act together. I was like Mr. Assembly.
You had them all grilled before you got to the theater, right?
Well, I didn't want to have to show up and... Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And went for a swim, too. It was kind of cool. Iceberg lettuce, 94 cents a head. Check what they're asking for a head of lettuce at the chain store you shop at. That's what I'm saying. Go to Food Outlet once. Compare to what you're paying elsewhere. and you're going to realize you could be saving 10, 20 bucks a week, depending on what you buy, because food outlet is cost plus 10 throughout the store, but locations in twice a day Millbrook. You've got just west of 31 on Main Street in the preferred community, and on Coliseum Boulevard, where I send my Bailey Grahams every Sunday morning, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we were talking about Stevie Wonder. And I just want to know, what is the Stevie short for? That's it.
Wow.
5'3".
That must be a, it's a holiday, so people aren't paying close attention.
Who knows?
You have the answer to that, 272-9228, 272-9228. And the winner, first person with the correct answer, will win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate good at any of their fine locations. 272-9228. Here's Balaki.
Montgomery Skywatch headed for the middle of our morning rush hour, and things are pretty light out there today. It appears that all the state employees having a holiday has impacted our traffic in a good way. We don't have any problems on I-65 or on I-85. The traffic on the boulevard is building up pretty quickly, but it's only stop and go at the traffic lights. Just watch the traffic around you. And if you're coming in on the 31s, we don't have any delays for you at all. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down. Sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the law.
You guys aren't going to believe this, but guess who is our first contestant?
Oh, my gosh, who?
Tracy!
Hey, Tracy.
Good morning. Hi. How are you?
Tracy.
Okay, so his first name is Steve Land.
Steve Land is correct.
Congratulations.
And just like that,
right.
You've got a $10 advantage the next time you visit Food Outlet. Tracy!
Great, thank you.
We're going to have to play because our listeners are saying, what's
Boudel's
problem?
Why is he doing that?
Speaking to her like she's some kind of an automated caller. We have a bit called the auto. And we have time today. After all, it is George Jefferson's birthday.
George Jefferson's birthday. I was informed we do have biscuit tickets to give away for tonight's game.
Oh, and you can watch some incredibly nice people throughout the first pitch.
Oh.
And we also have tickets for tomorrow's game. So we have two pair of biscuit tickets to give away today.
La-ti-da.
Well, I think we should ask
Tracy.
If she would like a pair of those biscuits.
You want to go to the biscuits game tonight or tomorrow night or...
I can't, but thank you
for the offer.
That was a very nice way to say you hate baseball.
Even if I and Greg and I were throwing out the first pitch, you couldn't go.
No. I would love to see that,
I would too.
I'll have to pass.
Well, one day you'll get a chance to see it. Just make sure you're behind the net, okay?
Yep, right.
Tracy is our winner. And you'll find out why we call her Tracy in just a moment.
Thank you.
First, here's Rich. Pardon me.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
If you normally check out, or if you check out my weather video, let's say every once in a while, today would be a good day because we're about to have massive weather changes over the next few days. This quiet, sunny, warm pattern is all going to go away here real soon. Abundant sunshine today, warm and dry again with a high in the mid-90s. Tonight's low 68, tomorrow's high in the mid-90s again. Still quiet, still dry, lots of sun. Then widely scattered storms start to pop up on the radar on Wednesday, but the rain chances get better on Thursday with scattered thunderstorms, and then storms become likely with occasional heavy downpours at times on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's going to affect a lot of outdoor plans. But hey, we're in a drought. Doesn't matter. We'll take the raindrops whenever we can get them, and this is going to be good news. And by the way, this wetter than normal pattern, which begins late this week, continues for quite a while, well in through the middle part of June, the way it looks like now. Right now, this morning,
We have mostly clear skies, 94% relative humidity. Our temperature is 67 at 736.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
I want to talk to you about our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire. You know, the name Lukewire, you probably know because they've been around in the AC and heating business since 1976, but for the last two decades or more, they have been second to none in the River Region for plumbing. Plumbing by Lukewire. And by the way, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, so it's good to know it. Plumbing by Lukewire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. The whole house plumbing inspection will give you peace of mind. Let's say you're about to go on a vacation. You don't want to come home to a plumbing issue like a squishy carpet or ruined drywalls from a problem you didn't know that was lurking. So think about that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, give them a call at Plumbing by Lukewire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Did you see this clip? This is from a woman in Iowa who was video taping her son's baseball team, and a tornado drops out of the sky in the background there. Now, you would think if there was a watch, they wouldn't be...
They wouldn't be playing. And,
yeah.
That's right.
There seems to be a severe lack of... I mean, that's a definite tornado, and she claims that it was moving the other way. How do you know?
Yeah.
When you see it like that, I can't tell which way it's going.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're very deceptive in their size because I will never forget April 21st, 1967, man.
You're talking about the Oaklawn tornado?
That thing stretched. Yeah. It looked like it was a mile into the sky, yep. And it looked like it was six blocks away. It was four miles.
Frightening.
So you can't really tell.
Yeah. That's really weird. A baseball game. Yeah, look at my son hitting the ball. Would you know what's in the background? Oh, I hadn't noticed that. Oh.
All right, we are going to have a little fun here.
Cool.
As opposed to what we normally do.
All right.
Serious topics. We just had a winner who we've always referred to as Tracy.
Right. Uh-huh.
Because of this funny bit from years ago. And why not play it today since it is a holiday? Deverson
Mersenshire birthday.
That's the one.
Hello?
Hello, and welcome to your automated breakup service. Press 1 to be broken up with in English. 2 para español.
What?
You have selected 1. If your name is Bill, your girlfriend, Tracy, wants to break up with you. If you agree, press 1. If you want to try to save the relationship, press 2.
Who is this?
You have chosen 2. Sorry, though, it's over. Tracy thinks you are a loser with no future. If you want to just be friends, press 1. If you are a violent stalker, press 2, and a restraining order will be issued against you.
No, Tracy loves me.
A restraining order has been issued. If you want Tracy's phone number to be forwarded to your best friend, press 1. If you want to pine for her as you sleepwalk through a series of meaningless relationships, press 2.
Let me talk to a real person.
The phone number of a qualified counselor will be forwarded to you within 10 business days. Press 9 to end the relationship with dignity, or return to the main menu in a futile attempt to find out why this is happening to you.
Where's Tracy? Let me talk to Tracy.
Main menu. To get more information about why you have been broken up with, press 1 for sexual inadequacy. 2 for personality disorders discovered during the relationship. 3 if your partner found someone much better than you. 4 if you're a stupid loser who can't find a job.
No!
Nice segue.
A little cufflinks.
Tracy, when I'm with you, something you do bounces me off the ceiling.
Tracy,
day after day, when you're this way, I get a loving feeling. Come with me.
No.
Hold me close.
song, but we got the automated breakup call instead. We are at 7:41. We're going to play the game that sets Montgomery set on fire in just a moment. And it's about a TV show that starts its 32nd season tonight. What show is that? Find out in just a moment.
From the Fox Business Network, the parent company of Sears and Kmart, Transform Holdco, is buying the remaining shares of Sears Hometown and Outlet stores it doesn't already own. Chairman Eddie Lampert says he's excited to bring Sears Hometown, its associates, and network of independent dealers and franchisees back into the Sears and Kmart family. A Nissan senior executive says he is optimistic about a partnership with a combined Renault and Fiat Chrysler, so long as it can protect technology it developed over two decades working with Renault. The unnamed executive tells Reuters the $35 billion merger will not give Fiat Chrysler the automatic right to use those technologies. Chewy, the online pet food and supplies company, is getting ready to sell stock to the public. Reuters says the company expects to price its shares at $17 to $19. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The state of Alabama has turned over more documents to the Department of Justice as it continues its investigation of the state's prison system. The Justice Department says these documents are related to allegations of excessive force and abuse by prison staff. A Prattville woman has pleaded guilty to aggravated child abuse after authorities say her son was naked and chained up. 32-year-old Danielle Martin pleaded guilty last week. An anonymous tip led investigators to the child abuse case last September. And a judge has denied bail for a man charged with killing two Dothan teens in 1999. Coley McCraney was arrested in March for the shooting deaths of J.B. Beasley and Tracy Hollett. Court records show the case will go to a grand jury this month. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Starting season 32 tonight.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through? Monday, Monday. What you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through? From the moment you open your eyes and wake, you're thinking of the job you must go to and hate. You want an extra hour so you can snooze. You can't do that. It's work for you. Monday, Monday. What you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through? Monday, Monday. What you gonna do? What you gonna do now the weekend's through?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Cops made its premiere in 1989.
I was wondering what that was the theme to.
And it's starting its 32nd season tonight. So the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire, as we like to call it.
Truth or baloney.
Is all about, well, I don't know if it's about cops. It's about other long-enduring shows, shows that have long runs.
I hear you.
I do remember that for a while, Cops was based in Fort Lauderdale at the Broward Sheriff's Office. They were shooting, you know, they were going out with that group. And one of the sheriff's deputies was this woman that was pretty hot, and she became, I think ultimately she got forced out of the job because it got a little bit too sexy for the department or something.
I'm remembering some local versions of the cop show. I'm smiling.
And then I'm remembering, I did date one law officer.
Oh?
And,
did you ask her to arrest you?
No. Honestly, no. I don't have the BS alarm going on. But there was this one time when she became upset with me. So I said, "Can I use the restroom?" And she said, "Yeah."
Did you leave?
No.
Oh,
I'm glad it didn't bother.
I didn't leave at that moment. I left when I went into the bathroom and saw my picture cut to shreds and taped to the mirror.
Oh, no. I'm glad it didn't bump.
That's creepy. I mean, it's one thing to be mad.
Yeah.
That's too mad.
At least it didn't involve cuffs.
No. We have a pair in the file cabinet here. I think they're pink, aren't they, Jay? Remember those? I got those.
I don't want to know why. Somewhere?
There's some pink handcuffs in the file cabinet?
I believe so.
Must be a drawer I'm not familiar with.
Maybe the newlywed.
Watch it.
The what?
One thing that we didn't have time for in the Cheap and Trashy is there is a new Star Wars theme park in
Yeah, it just Disney. Opened, last week?
Here's your sneak preview.
Disney World, Disneyland, and the Cantina Bears. It is Star Wars after all.
That sounds awfully similar to another Disney attraction.
Yes, it does.
Put my finger on it.
Well done.
I can put my finger on the button and say good morning to Randall.
Hey,
good morning. I'm Greg. I just got to know, why do you think that you need to stop with the convolution intros? Because I'm going to tell you, you've been saying that about the roll call, and Thursday or Friday, I don't know when it was like you just came in a 20-year-old after a young girl. I mean, you killed it. I'm just saying, quit saying that you're going to stop there. We need you to think about us and make us laugh. We need you to think a little. I mean, I don't know what it was about Friday, but when you throw that in there, all them three extra ones I had never heard before about it's too late to quit smoking, or we picked the wrong time to quit smoking and drinking. Brother, don't stop your deal, man. We love it. I don't care if you think you ain't good or not. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. All right, brother.
Thanks, Randall.
A 20-year-old... goat crazy about a girl, is that what he said?
You killed it.
Something to that effect at 7:52.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
So we have this super exciting thing going on here at News Talk in conjunction with Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We want one of you to win a 1-carat Forevermark diamond that's valued at $10,000. How do you do this? You scratch your head wondering. You go to newstalk931.com and click on the banner and enter to win. And we're going to be taking qualifiers all week long. Then starting next week, we will call out a name. And when you hear that name, if it's yours, give us a call. So let me just give you a little helpful hint from Old Lady Hayes on this. After you register and get your mom and daddy to register and your brother and sister and your cousin and your aunt that you don't speak to all the time, but, you know, you want to increase your chances of getting that diamond, have everyone listening at all times. So if one of your names gets called and you don't hear it, the other person can alert you to call. But that all starts next week. This week, you register. That's your first task. So go to newstalk931.com and get registered to win your 1-carat Forevermark diamond from News Talk and Marguerite's.
Hey, Rich.
Yes, sir.
Hurricane season began a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And every year I like to go down the list. I'd like to kind of make this a group experience.
Okay.
And tap into our psychic powers.
Okay.
And go through the names and see if we reach any consensus on which ones sound ominous.
Right.
Oh, I get to participate.
Hurricane Beauregard.
Beauregard.
Not ominous at all.
We've already had Andrea. That was nothing. Barry. Is Barry, could that become that thing that's...
Hurricane Barry.
That's not a menace.
This thing in the Southwest
Sounds Gulf. Like it just came out of a bar.
That's what I was going
to
say.
This thing in the Southwest Gulf is running out of time to become anything. It could become a depression, but I don't think it's going to get a name, but stranger things have happened.
You know, basically, everybody I've ever known named Barry has been a cool guy with one exception.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Other than that,
that's it. Well,
all the berries
know,
I've
that's,
known.
That's a berry example.
Well, the berries. It's a berry bad example. Oh, God, I killed myself.
Speaking of killing yourself, did you see the story about these inmates at a prison? There was a prisoner that wanted to jump off the roof and end it all. And three guys wheeled a laundry cart below him, and he ended up jumping into that. He was hurt, but he survived.
But he didn't die, yeah.
But did you die?
Exactly. But did you die?
He didn't smell very good because, you know, he fell into a, you know, prison laundry. It's not pleasant.
Icky.
All right, so we mentioned that Cops is the show that's been around since March 11th, 1989. Think about that. 89 doesn't sound like that long ago.
I was 4.
That's a long time ago.
I know, right?
Because there's 11 years left in that century, and we're 19 into this. So that's 30 years. So what other shows may have been around for that long or even longer? That will be the subject, the topic we explore in...
Truth or Baloney!
Yay!
Well, but not now.
Oh.
Well, but not now.
That's rude.
Well, I'm teasing. We have another hour to kill. It's frickin' Tecumseh Sherman's birthday. Everybody's off. They're all at home in their underwear, you know, smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee, and God only knows doing what in Millbrook.
Counting flowers on the wall. That don't bother me at all.
Oh, no.
Playing solitary till dawn.
Is that the Statler Brothers? 51.
Yeah. That's smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo.
Is that the Statler Brothers?
Don't tell me. I have nothing to do.
No, that's somebody else. Well, it may have been originally Statler Brothers, but I know it was done by...
Oh, was it the Kingston Trio?
Yeah, I think that's who it is.
Okay.
I'm looking it up.
Flowers on the Wall.
That's the name. Actually, they did a song called...
It is the Statler Brothers.
Do you remember these? That was one.
But somebody else did it. I swear I thought it was.
I know it wasn't Elton John.
Statler Brothers.
It wasn't Elton John. No, it wasn't.
Written and composed by the group's original tenor, Lou DeWitt.
I love it.
No relation to Joyce.
Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Watching, smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo.
Rocket Man sings to himself next hour.
Okay.
Something brand new today. At 7:57, we'll head down to the Traffic Dungeon, visit with Mr. Balaki, who probably feels a little bit lonely today.
Yeah.
Bless him. Yeah, I checked on him when I came in earlier.
Now, if this run of hot weather has you concerned about, well, your electric bill coming around the middle of the month.
Right.
Here's something you can do about that, and that is call 802-FOAM and speak with Wade Cannon at Master Foam. Master Foam is a product that, if you can install it in a house as it's being built, you will save 50% on your power bills from day one. If you're in the process of building a house, call 802-FOAM. Get it installed because it will pay for itself so quickly. And it will also, because a new house is going to have a new AC unit, it'll extend the life of that. And it still works. Same premise still works. You can cut your power bills by about 30% if you have Master Foam installed in an existing home. And the same result. Lower electric costs and a system that doesn't have to work nearly as hard to keep your house cool. So this is truly a product that does pay for itself. Keeps your attic temperature around 80 on the hottest day when in an untreated attic, even with insulation, that fiberglass stuff that they roll into the grooves, it's going to be 130, 140. And if it's that high, that means your AC unit's going to be working nonstop. And your those meters on your leg, you're going to look like Clark Griswold in Christmas Vacation. Auxiliary power. Wade can explain how this works, and it's so easily installed. Just call 802-FOAM. If you'd like to learn more online, visit masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.com, as Ms. Hayes would say, as we close it on Fox News at 8.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta-potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through our Monday morning traffic, and the Boulevard is the only place we see any hang-ups. We do have an accident at the Boulevard and Narrow Lane Road, so be careful in that area. The rest of the traffic's moving along pretty smoothly. It's a little crowded out there, so watch the traffic around you. If you're on the interstates, everything looks pretty good this morning. We don't even have a delay coming in out of Prattville on I-70.